The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
It is the Real Ass Podcast. It is Friday. It's pizza day. The best day of the week. It's your boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. Here,
now,
guest hosting.
Fighting.
Guest hosting for our good friend, Luis J. Gomez, who is in Florida doing gigs right now with the effervescent Kurt Metzger. What the fuck's that sound, Shannon?
Is it me, Shanny?
Wow, he's doing a good job. You pick it up, you yell at
Shannon.
That was
a good Lewis impression.
Yeah.
What the hell is fucking happening?
What the fuck?
God damn it.
The difference is I fixed it on my own.
Yeah.
Like an intelligent person with problem-solving skills.
And you calmed down. That's the big difference.
I'm so sorry, Zach. Yeah. You can call me a whore.
No, just save that drop for me. we're the inmates are running the asylum today on the Real Ass Podcast. Very glad to have everybody here on the show with me. Next to me, one of our favorites. By the way, I specifically asked for all of these people today, just in case anybody wondered how this booking happened. To my right, somebody who kills it every time he's on the show, one of my favorite people, Brendan Sagala.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Hello, everybody.
Yeah!
I feel the pressure now, the pressure to kill every time I'm on.
We look like somebody did the butterfly effect thing, and like we're the two different paths. We also have, from the Loud Boys podcast, Robbie Goodwin.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What a great lineup, huh? Your commenters are going to love this.
We're going to be a great
Skip.
Bro.
Skip.
What the fuck?
Look, Luis is just getting every asshole comment.
Turned it off an hour and 14 minutes in. These guys suck.
Yeah.
Great episode, but I hate them all individually.
Zach had me at the Ethan Supley joke, but then it just teetered out.
Yeah.
And, of course, from God Hates Figs.
Oh, man.
Mikey Figs. How
What's
you doing,
going
my
on?
Buddy?
Happy to be here, Zachy boy.
This is going to be a fun one.
It's either going to be great or bad. Really bad.
You know, fuck
it's going to be me and him talking
That's
over each other.
That's our whole thing. It's either great or bad, and there's no in between.
We're the yin yang brothers.
Yeah,
this is what you go by.
Just doing impressions as the ship goes down.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, look at that iceberg. I'm Mark Wahlberg. What about that?
Oh, that was the Bill Cosby train.
Oh, we're going to hit the ice.
Wow.
That went from great to terrible really quickly.
Do you guys any impressions that Frank Caliendo didn't do?
We're Frank Caliendo, but slightly skinnier. That's our whole
thing. He's looking good.
Is
I follow him on TikTok. He looks good.
Really good. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm in hell. Let's do plugs. Get him out of the way. Shannon,
this is a hell you created.
A hell of my own design. Yeah. Robbie, what do you want people to check out? I know Loud Boys just went up on Patreon. Let's get you paid, motherfucker.
Yeah, baby. Loud Boys on Patreon. I'm fucking blown away by the support we've been getting, so please keep donating to our Patreon. I love all of you. All of you guys, even the mean people. The Loud Boys, I do it with Dalton Pruitt, Joe Gorman. It's a really funny podcast. Also Twitter and Instagram, at Robbie Goodwin.
Fantastic. Figgy?
Fuck yeah. Keep watching God Hates Figs. It was a premiere episode here at Gas. Getting a lot of great feedback. I don't like the people that have been hating on me. You can go fuck yourself. But yeah, go to Figgy Kid on TikTok and go to MikeFigs.com. Yeah.
Fantastic. Sags?
Brendan Saglow on Twitter and Instagram, and follow me on, I guess, the TikTok. If I don't even, I'm bad at that. But if you feel, if you're a pedophile and you feel inclined to follow me on TikTok,
fine.
Do that. Listen to my podcast. Here's the Scenario. I do that with Mike Feeney and Mike Cannon. And then also check out my album, Not Now More Than Ever, on Spotify and iTunes. And it's also on the special is on YouTube. So if you want to see the bad jokes, then go check it out.
Phenomenal. Guys, you know where to find me. Here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Friday nights at midnight. We'll be pre-taping that right after this. Bye, guys, with Ian Fidance, Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. and Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11. If you're listening live, I'll be in Norwalk, Connecticut this evening at BJ Ryan's, doing two shows, 7 and 9 o'clock, with Chris from Brooklyn. And Sunday night, I'll be at Old Man Hustle in Brooklyn, co-headlining with Ian. Should be a lot of fun. Come on out. Podcastmerch.com, of course, as always, get some merch from all your favorite podcasts here on the network. And if you love the show, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com, use the promo code RAP, and get yourself a 7-day free trial of not just this show, but all the other great ones here on the network. And Lewis is going to be in Florida all weekend, so if you're in Florida and not seeing him and Kurt Metzger, you are fucking up. All right, thanks, Shen.
Hell yeah. Yeah, this side of the table really is hair thinning side.
Yeah.
That's the only part of this side of the table that's thinning.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a weird thing going on. It's like a Pokemon that evolved to its final form.
It looks like an Animorph, honestly. And Dalton Pruitt would be in the middle.
I like Brendan with Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a Charmeleon.
It looks like a before and after drugs photo. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, before and after fun drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
I like this. This seems like it's all complimenting to me.
Yeah. Finally, Brendan found a way to get complimented on his physique. Sit next to Zach Amico.
You don't need therapy. You just need to be better friends with me.
Just got to hang out with you more.
Who is that svelte, thin young man, Brendan Saglow?
Oh, you know, the hot one, Brendan Saglow.
Looks like Queer Eye for the straight guy met you and then he came out. Yeah. He's like, at the end of the episode, it's him.
Yeah.
We got rid of the pink. We got rid of the tie-dye. Yes.
Yeah.
I think I am very fashion forward. Think of one other comedian that does all neon.
I don't know. You ever watch like one of those black ladies fight on World Hip Hop and then they take off the weave? Like that's what you have. You got black lady after weave hair.
I do embrace all the colors black women wear to church. I look like a 3 a.m. Denny's fight. All right, let's do some fucking stories. All right, this one I definitely want to check out. Hank Azaria, I think we're all going to like this.
Oh.
Hank Azaria invited to meet with Hindu org over lingering Apu guilt.
What? Oh, when you're done doing Indian, I'll do it after you.
Okay.
Yeah, so I figured this is one we could all knock out of the park.
That's what you call it when you feel bad for raping. Lingering Apu guilt.
He was just on a podcast, and the co-host was an Indian chick, and he apologized to her personally.
It feels like a lot. It feels like...
What is he doing? Why is he doing this? Like, everyone forgot about that whole controversy.
Look, it's like...
Plus, you're like a kabillionaire. Just fucking...
Go away.
Yeah, dude. Birdcage alone, you're making millions of dollars a year. And I fucking hate this shit. Like, it's just like... No one is even asking for him to apologize anymore. They replaced him. Everyone's like, all right, whatever, fine. This is stupid, but who cares? But now he has to do this fucking huge mea culpa because he voiced a great character that everyone likes.
A defining character. Like, literally, the reason I know... Hindus are vegetarians.
Are people.
Yeah.
Are vegetarians is because Lisa learned it on Apu's fucking roof.
Yeah.
With Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
But why are people forgetting that it's a cartoon? It's not a real guy. It's not him acting as an Indian
representation
guy.
Matters.
Yeah. It's so fucking dumb. It's a fucking illustration. Who cares?
If there was a cartoon about shitty comedians, we would all be really mad we didn't get hired.
I guess you're right.
Brickleberry?
Why is Chris D'Elia doing me?
Yeah, if there was a stand-up comedian that was voiced by like a YouTube influencer, we'd be like, what the? Get a real comic. Come on.
I guess so.
But I don't. I just think
he's not like... So they didn't replace him. They've just kind of retired Apu for the time being.
Yeah.
They replaced Carl, Cleveland, Dr. Hibbert. Basically all the black characters that were Harry Shearer.
Cosby and Hibbert got canceled. Damn. Wow. Tough time.
I don't care. You want to replace... I get that. Like, hey, yeah, get some black people to play the black characters. Whatever. But it seems like mentally ill. Like, I think we got to do some wellness checks on old Hank, because I think if he's going around still apologizing, you got to be like, dude, is everything okay at home?
He's just crying into money, like, I'm so sorry.
Just imagine, for the last 30 years, you brought joy to everyone that ever met you by going, thank you, come again.
Yeah, I guess.
Also, they went, that's the best thing ever.
But if you
made,
also brought joy to people by going, yes, massa, and you were like a white guy, that I would also
okay, that sounds funny. Who books that? Who books that kid? Here's my thing about this story, though, too, is that everyone on The Simpsons is a fucking stereotype. And as they go, Apu was like a smart guy who loved being an immigrant. Like, so it's like, yeah, Groundskeeper Willie's a fucking Scottish retard. And fucking guy. Bumblebee Man's like, ay, Dios mío!
How about the police chief is an actual pig?
Yes.
Wiggum, yeah.
Donuts. Donuts.
He's got a pig nose. Like, every single person on the show is representative of some silly stereotype.
Isn't this like reverse racism in a way? It's like, okay, all the white people we can all laugh at, but if you are of color version of this, then you also, like, we have to get rid of you, right?
Like, but it's kind of like saying Eddie Murphy can't play a grandma.
Yeah, or Rob Schneider can't play a Chinese person.
That's fair.
Sorry, the worst possible example.
I love that pig.
I'm under the... I look at it like this. If there is a majority of people that are offended by it, if there are people that are like, yeah, we fucking hate this, then it's like, okay, get rid of it.
But
then.
The thing is, there wasn't. It was just Hari Kondabolu, that fucking idiot, made like a big stink about it. And like,
no offense.
Yeah. And then after that, he made a documentary. but it's like, it was an outer...
Hari stunk up the joint, and then he did a set.
Yeah. Oh man, there's a video of him like kissing a fucking woman on the lips as he brings her up on stage. It's like, dude, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
He's like, your next comedian, very funny female comic, give it up. And then he like tries to kiss her, and she swats him away.
I don't see you with my 40 friends on the bus later.
Sorry, this is just custom. So that's my mom is like Afghani or whatever, and her favorite.
Ew!
I know, disgusting.
Traitor.
I'm sorry. I try to say I'm Mexican, but but the fucking first thing that she liked showing me when I was a kid was Borat, you know, because it's just like, dude, you fucking laugh at yourself. When did we stop being able to like laugh at ourselves it's fucking comedy.
That's the thing. Nobody gives a shit, but everything is under this microscope. So it's like one or two people on Twitter going like, yeah, this fucking sucks, and then everyone thinks it's
fucking and then executives run around with like a chicken with their head cut off because two fucking dumbasses like are like, how dare a not buy POC play Apu. It's like, nobody gave a fuck. Who even watches The Simpsons anymore? I watch Family Guy still, so I was steamed about Cleveland, a Cleveland steamer. That's
I don't
what I
care
call
if
it.
He sounds but... like the guy who gives a shit. It's just a fucking...
Well, they're just getting rid of Cleveland. That was a good character.
I'll say this right now. Cleveland's not the best character. Okay?
That's true.
You get rid of Peter, then we got a fucking problem.
Oh, I'm rioting in the streets if they get rid of Peter. We call it the Million Guy March.
But you know what? I feel like a stereotype. I mean, what are we going to go on 10 years bitching about people getting canceled and shit? I don't give a fuck anymore.
I like that
mentality. Let's just go on. We're becoming stereotypes of anti-PC comics being like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Like, let's just all move on. If I go into 10 bitching about anti-PC, I'm gonna blow my fucking brains
out. But the thing is that they're getting worse and worse, so that's why we keep reacting. If they just maintain the same status quo, nothing. But they just their cancer culture bullshit just keeps getting like worse and worse and worse. And you know what I mean? Like they keep like when last time I was on the Captain Underpants shit, like the fuck they're going.
What was the Captain Underpants shit?
They like got rid of some Captain.
They got rid of
like
the Underpants.
It's all a joke now. It's all like a parody. It's like we need to get rid of Dr. Seuss and all shit. It's because he ran out of things to woke eyes. So you're like picking like the dumbest fucking shit.
Yeah.
It's like they won the war and now they're just trying to find guys with their legs cut off to shoot them in the head. You know what I mean? So that's why people are like, are you fucking kidding me? Because it just keeps getting worse.
But what separates us from the people bitching about Lola Bunny not being a smoke show anymore?
Okay, I'm bitching
about that
too.
I was like, how am I going to dare
how
they?
Am I gonna jerk
how
off?
Fucking dare they?
How am I going to jerk off
the Space Jam?
Is nothing sacred?
This Dyke Bunny. Get this fucking muff diver out of here.
If there's one thing female basketball players are known for, it's rockin' bods.
Yeah.
Have you seen the WNBA? It looks like the NBA. A fucking half a foot shorter and with less pretty faces.
The difference is people watch Space Jam.
They don't watch the WNBA. Why? Because Lola Bunny was hot. Yeah. I rest my case.
Yeah. There's got to be some guys that are looking at Lola now going like, I kind of like her better now. I like small tits.
So I just rewatched.
Oh, yeah. I love Lola Bunny now.
Did she get hotter? Damn. Why'd they make her hotter?
I just rewatched Space Jam. And if you want to talk about representation, poor Wayne Knight goes through every fat guy fucking thing that could happen to the point where he gets crushed, turns into an actual physical ball, they inflate him, and he farts his way out of
the Classic comedy.
That's how I'm leaving Gas Digital tonight. I'm going to fart my way out.
Yeah. They blow him up, and he farts his way out the ceiling.
Jerry, I'm going to fart my way out the ceiling.
Now imagine if they had a skinny person doing that.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
We need
that
fat.
That is what I think is going to be next, is I think it's going to be fat suits.
Fat suits? Oh, no more fat suits?
I think it's going to be fat. It's going to be hire actors of size.
Damn. Eddie Murphy is definitely not coming back now.
Because Brendan Fraser is going to play like a 800-pound dude in an Aronofsky movie.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And it's called The Whale. It's about Mike's mom.
Nice. Hell
She's dead, asshole. Not funny, Robbie.
That's the line.
He draws the fucking line. Now back to Dyke Bunny. Anyway. Wait, but why? But he already looks like a fat shit, Brendan Fraser. He got all fat.
No, but he's going to be like housebound. Like 800 pounds. And I only know that because my friend is auditioning to be his photo double.
Oh, my God.
For some of the scenes.
Yeah. I heard Zach's auditioning to be the stand-in.
I have a friend who's, like, much bigger than me, and he takes all the good fat guy roles.
Damn, that's dude. That Whoa. Sucks.
There's always someone fatter. That's
what they say. There's always a bigger
fat. There is. Never there's compare yourself to others because there's always someone fatter.
I've lost parts to this guy multiple times.
I'm just excited that Brendan Fraser's coming back. I want to see him fucking...
And in a serious movie.
Fraser. Me too.
So underrated.
He's in that show, the DC Bad Guys, on... not the Thunderbolts, on HBO Max.
Harley Quinn.
No, he plays Frankenstein.
Nice.
What's the fucking name of the show? The Doom Squad.
Okay.
I heard Squad? That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, he plays like the Frankenstein one. And he's good in it, but he's all bloated. His face.
Well, he's Frankenstein, man.
Yeah. Well, when he was human, he's all bloated. Like my vision of him is the Mummy too, where he's fucking jacked and sexy.
Yeah.
He was sexy.
Yeah, I'm gay. What?
Yeah. Yeah. That's. Ooh.
Yeah, oh, he's now, Jesus. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah. You what know, happened?
That's time. He's in his late fucking.
We were children when he was hot.
Yeah, that is whiskey.
That's bloated. He got bloated face. Fucking...
He is drinking.
Is that Gino?
Yeah, it looks like. Hey, N-word.
I found the mummy, buddy.
I smacked five Asians on the train today. I'm not wearing a mask.
No mask, no problem, buddy.
He calls the mummy the N-word, and then he goes,
"These words, you know, it's crazy."
You ever see Gino's act?
Yeah. Oh yeah, we opened. For him.
Yeah, we know from all the time.
So funny. Yeah, I mean, you know, that happens. You're going to drink some booze and you're going to get older. I mean, it's going to happen to all of us. Not me, because I'm a sober salad.
Are you not drinking anymore?
No, I'm done.
Why?
For that exact reason.
Really?
How long has it been? How many days?
120. It's been 4 months.
Damn. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you look good.
Yeah, you look a lot better, dude. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Comparatively.
Still, I'm going to hang around Zach all day.
Yeah.
Still smoking like
quit
a
drinking or just be friends with Zach.
You got to go to Fight Island with
you
Lewis.
You can't do both.
Do you drink a lot, Zach? You're a big drinker, right?
I enjoy. Yeah.
You indulge.
I indulge. I have a good time. I try to save most of it for... The road.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it.
Yeah, like Third Avenue, Second Avenue.
On the road again.
I like that a lot. That's really funny. How have I never heard that before?
I don't know. I just said it for the first time.
Wow, it's comedy, huh?
Listen, somebody's got to hold the fort on Gas Digital. Nobody parties anymore.
Shannon's like, guys, no one's listening right now, guys. Just want to let you guys know, everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody canceled a subscription.
That's a really good impression.
Yeah, they're sending bombs to the studio because of the guests.
We have enough here in the room.
I'd love to hear Frank Caliendo do Shannon.
Thank you.
Oh, coffee? A little coffee?
Thanks, man.
Just gave.
All right, I want to go to a new story.
Is it drug?
Please.
You ready?
Yeah.
Free Apu, that's what I
said. Thank you, brother.
Oh, I mean, we never even looked
at Apu. Gives a shit about Apu. I don't care. The Simpsons are over, okay? End the Simpsons, okay? Where's
that's
the camera?
The best
Where
point.
Can I say this to? That, right there?
Say it.
End the Simpsons. It's over.
Yeah. Cancel the Simpsons.
It's over.
It's over. Have Marge
leave Homer forever and never come back. Have her divorce Homer and maybe kill the kids.
You cheated on me with Flanders?
He's got a big cock, though. Oh, Flanders got a big cock. You guys remember that episode?
Big diggly top cock.
Yeah,
big diggly
there's
cock.
Only one appropriate way to end The Simpsons.
Is
a Christmas episode. And the last shot is them driving to the recital that's the first episode.
Oh, yes. That's good.
And killing Santa's little helper.
They just have Peter Griffin fill in for Homer in the last episode.
Marge, would you stop being a bitch?
What the hell happened? Why am I the lead of this show now?
Where did
the Simpsons go?
I love impressions.
Wait, duel it. I think you're just better. Go ahead, say something.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Can you do Chris?
It's going okay, Robbie.
I can only do that.
Oh, that was close.
Yeah.
Chris?
I kind of look like Chris.
Okay.
You look like that.
What about Stewie? Can you do Stewie?
I can kind of do Stewie a little bit.
All right, let's not move on.
Can we do Cleveland?
Ow, Peter.
Peter, they
can't. Now, I'm black.
What's the good one? I can do one Family Guy really good.
The good one is not talking at all.
Hey, the fans are going to love Family Guy impressions, folks. If you thought we wouldn't bring it tonight, we're doing Family Guy impressions. Yeah, I'm thinking we're back.
All right, let's get more to the speed of the
show.
Let's
move on. Robbie, this is the most fun I've ever had.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, man.
Oklahoma teacher suspended for calling student the N-word while trying to prevent him from leaving class. Shannon, you want to tell us a little more about this?
Yeah, so apparently there was a little bit of a back and forth. Hold on one second. I'm just waiting for the ad to pass to play the video. But there was a back and forth between this like older white lady and a teenage black student. And when he tried to leave, she blocked him from leaving. And then that's when this ensued.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, video.
Hold on one moment.
Love video.
Oh no.
Damn, dude. I bet he knocks her the fuck out.
Oh, dude.
I'm so excited.
You keep calling me that, though, right after this.
What do you do as a teacher in that situation?
Yeah, I don't.
You just got to let him go. Let him go.
You get security at that point.
You want to get the fuck out? Get the fuck out.
You know what? Only once.
Jesus. And I come visit you and Judy. Oh my God. Oh, look at him. Look at him. He is getting ready.
He's getting, yes.
The whole time he's
yes.
Going,
he's like, all right.
Do I hit her? Fucking...
Zach, why did you do this?
He's going to lean into it.
This guy's been listening to Polo G all day.
I asked you, what would happen if I said it?
Whoa.
So he said he used the N-word in talking to her, and then she said it back, and she's like, I'm just saying what would happen if I said it. That's what I'll go back.
I'll tell you what happens when you say it.
Yeah.
It's not never good.
People are worrying about Apu, and this is the shit that's going on.
What if they have Apu say the N-word? Go in a blaze of glory.
Don't you? You said it, Mike, and I say it.
I love America, except for all day.
Wow.
Right? And so you didn't think it was okay?
Imagine if she was just the sub.
Oh! Go back to LensCrafters, bitch!
Wait, he pushed her?
No, he stole her glasses and broke them, I think, right?
Yes. Wow, that's
well, stealing.
Easy.
Yeah. Stealing him is a strong word. Dude, he just took him off her.
Look, the kid is like, what, 15 to 17? Obviously,
he's
has
somewhere
no
between idea. 12 and 45.
Yeah, has no idea how to handle
ninth
his
grade.
Emotions. And then you have a stupid old pig saying the N-word. It's a recipe for disaster.
Don't do that. If any teachers are out there, don't say the N-word in a room of black students.
Just let the kid walk out. Okay, bye. Now I can get back to the worksheet.
And then once he's gone.
Yeah.
Let him fly.
The minute you close the door, you go, how about that
for a let's party.
Who wants to watch a movie? She just wheels out the big TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was so great when teachers would watch a movie in class.
Kid was fucking ready. He was pacing.
Oh, like, he was going to fucking knock her the fuck
animal.
Out.
That's why that was crazy that she would say it. Like,
you let the kid go.
Let the kid go. Yeah, I'm with
let
you.
Let him go home. Let him go wherever he's got to go. Especially if you're an old woman. You know what I mean? She kind of looked like Zach, to be honest, that lady.
Yeah.
That you're just saying that because she said the N-word. Did you ever have, what was, the racial makeup of your, high schools?
It was majority Hispanic, Tongan, and then like
and then like a third white, I want to say, a third to
Tongan.
You got to tell me what a Tongan is.
It's like,
I'm lost,
it's like
guy.
A, are those
like
little bear creatures?
Yeah, yeah, it's like a rock. Yeah,
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
Nicest race of all time, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You're
really
saying
nice.
That because they're enormous and terrifying.
No, they're really nice. They're
are those
like,
the Hawaiian guys?
I went back
do,
to high school. You're like, man, you're doing comedy, man. That's so cool.
Like, hey, brother, you're doing comedy. So cool.
What? You are doing comedy. That is so cool.
Yeah, doing comedy. I cannot believe it.
I love Fluffy.
Have you had that?
Yeah, dude. Tongans.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
The Bay Area.
Okay.
Yeah. So
nice.
It's the highest
other
Tonga
than
in
Hawaii.
Than Tonga, it's
just,
the highest.
Did you just flash a Tongan guy?
I did. I didn't know what they looked like.
Look at this. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the fucking. They're the ones that stomp and put their tongues out.
Yeah, yeah, the haka. Kids did haka all the time at my school. It was cool.
Really?
You both are hakas.
Zackle
That's
snake.
What that teacher Zackle called snake. Him.
Zackle snake. Zackle snake. Zackle snake. That's what that teacher called that kid.
Yeah.
Tongue.
Robbie! Correct! Robbie!
You could just say Hawaiians next time.
Hawaiian, yeah. No, I like to be like a hipster for island people. Yeah, I'm into like Tongans. You know what those are?
From Pacific Tonga?
Yeah, so it was very diverse high school, actually.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Figgy?
All blacks. What sounded like
Where'd you go to school?
I feel like I came straight from Compound Media. The way I
said
that.
Yeah.
All blackies.
Yeah, lean into that. Lean into the word black there.
Yeah, all blurks.
Wall to wall.
No, no, a lot of Spanish. Spanish kids. I was the white boy. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian. And, you know, I was the only Italian there. So they're like, you're the white boy. And everybody else was black and Hispanic. Mm. A few Filipino kids.
Where'd you go to school?
In the Bronx.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like White Plains Road.
Yeah, for me, my school was very white. Then we had a lot of Indian kids move in because they built like a temple. And then we, as high school went on, we got a lot more like Spanish and black kids.
That's so classic suburbs, just all white, few Indians. And then at the end of the year when you go to the back pages of the yearbook and you're like, I don't know any of these Asian guys.
Nope.
It's like all like, who was Lisa Yang?
Yeah.
I've never even seen her.
Well, because what happens is there'll be like six Asian kids. And then, like, three of them smoke weed and then think they're black for the rest of high school.
Yeah, that's what I did.
The Asian to black transition is very funny.
Dude, like, the teenage Asian that drops N-bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're wearing streetwear, so you can't get mad at them.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
They're wearing Iverson jerseys, so you got to be like, all right.
Yeah, but you're like, I had white kids that were doing that. Like, all the Guidos in my school were like, it was so weird. There was like, when I was in high school.
I also had a big Guido.
Yeah, it was all Guidos, like people with the last name like Esposito and shit like that. Yeah. All, and this is also when Dipset came out, so they were all like Bird Gang, like walking around being like these white Guido kids saying the N-word going, ooh!
Did they have Nextels?
It was awesome, yeah.
They had Nextels?
No, I don't know what they were talking on. But
I feel like other races had like a weird N-word pass until like 2010, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
All halal cart guys, I think, use it after 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, to
yeah.
every single drunk person that comes up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no matter what color you are.
Yeah, you are there.
White sauce, red sauce, nigger? No?
Yeah, yeah.
Nigger, you want the red sauce? The white sauce? No? Okay, no problem.
No, that's just Farsi.
$18.
My school's makeup was exactly, you know when they go to the lunchroom in Mean Girls?
Mm-hmm.
And they go table by table. That's exactly what it was.
Really?
So there was like the Andre Kim table.
Wait, but a bunch of Asian guys with fucking deep dark voices.
Yeah.
Bunch of cool Asian guys.
Can I say the N-word or not?
Pat Dixon was at the table with them.
Indian table, and then like white kids who desperately wanted to be at the black table.
What's up? Yeah,
that was me.
What's up?
Then my table full of retards with black nail polish.
Yeah.
You want some more glue?
Your table had bulletproof glass around it.
Dude, the new corn is awesome.
Yeah,
stand by it. Corn is great. When I get drunk, it's just all early aughts new metal. Just like jamming to that.
Stand by it. First Corn record really fucking holds up.
Yeah, I love it.
I didn't realize Word Up was a cover. I thought that was
original. Me too.
Y'all pretty babies around the world.
You guys are so white.
Yeah. I was like, these guys funky.
These guys have like
these guys are kind of cool.
This is a great original song.
Yeah,
I remember we had one enormous black kid, Austin, who was like probably like 6'5", and we had the same exact that type of lady teacher, and she was teaching about slavery and he wasn't paying attention. She's like, Austin, you might want to pay attention to this. And he goes, why? She goes, because you're black.
Oh my god.
But she ain't wrong, right? Is she wrong for that?
I bet he's aware of it.
I think that's rude.
I'm just trying to learn.
I bet he knows already.
Yeah.
I bet he's like, You know what? I wouldn't have want to been born 100 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, of course. We had one black kid in our school named Moses, and he lived at the trailer park. And that was it.
Sweet name.
It's a cool name.
Our black kid in my grade had the blackest name possible. Jaquan.
Yeah.
Awesome. There was an apostrophe in there.
We had a lot of black kids. One of them, one time we were just in the middle of a test and everyone was being quiet and he just yelled, OJ didn't do it. Yeah. Yeah, and then he was expelled for bringing a gun to school.
Oh, great.
What?
Yeah. I did.
They found a gun in his locker.
Oh, damn.
Nice. Yeah.
I had a kid threaten
Shout out Darius, great guy.
I had a kid threaten to shoot up my school in high school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a year or two younger than us, and he was a weird kid.
His name was Dylan Klebold.
He was like, I thought this kid was like a school shooter type, and we all had like the trench coats on. And
damn.
This kid was weird. And I think his exact words were, I'm going to pop a cap in someone's ass, because he was also thinking he was cool about it.
Oh, really?
And yeah,
the cool school shooter?
Yeah. What's up, man? I'm just going to like shoot up school tomorrow.
I'm going to pop a bunch of caps.
What's up, Tyler? You going to shoot up the school with me tomorrow?
Yo, Chad, you want to go like get some guns?
We're going to have my parents are out of town, so we're going to have a kegger, and then we're going to go shoot up middle high.
Bro, did you hear this Manson CD?
It's fucking so cool,
dude. Fucking slaps, bro. Fucking slaps.
Yeah.
I mean, I was definitely part of like... Any like vaguely gothy kid was in like that sweep up mission.
I believe
of, like, I got kicked out of school. I had to take a mental evaluation.
Yeah, in middle school I was with the goths for sure, and then in high school I never really had a group. I would do that thing. You guys do that thing where you're just like you were friendly with a bunch of groups, but never in like one solid group.
Well, I had like my one solid friend group, but we were all just like smoking weed and shooting up schools and shit.
Yeah. What's up, bro?
Yeah,
fuck yeah, dude.
But I was able to move around and stuff.
Yeah.
When I would get into fights,
I definitely gravitated more towards the burnouts, but I never like had like a solid crew.
What's the first form of entertainment you've done? Like
what?
What's the first form of entertainment?
Plays.
That
plays.
You plays.
I did a play too. Yeah.
Plays.
Plays. Yeah, I did.
Homos.
I did a play. Yeah.
What was
I
role?
My own play.
Miss Dolly.
No, I did Scarface.
Hack on a hot tin roof
in a Catholic school.
You did Scarface.
Scarface
on stage?
Meets the Wizard of Oz. I swear to God, it was so hacky,
what?
It was so corny. Yeah, and we had a little like 15-minute thing. It was during like a fringe, whatever. And it was my first little thing, whatever. Then I started doing improv.
What the fuck happened? He like the
it was just me. Listen,
the Tin Man's chained up to a shower.
Yeah. No. Okay, I'm the Tin Man.
It was so hacky. What's her name? Dorothy. Dorothy was on the Yellow Brick Road and she's lost and she runs into a bar. And
a Tony, thing of cocaine.
And Tony Soprano. Tony Montana is in a bar and it's just me doing a hacky impression. The whole for 30 minutes. Okay, what are we gonna do? We gotta save Dorothy.
You mean Scarface?
Yes, yeah. Scarface.
All I care about in this world is seeing the wizard.
Dude, that was
He's
one of
the brand.
I swear to God. And I love Mike Myers. Yeah. So my little brother, who was in kindergarten, was mini Tony Montana. He had one line and got pussy for 7 years straight.
I was hoping to God you would say Austin Powers shows up in the
middle. No, but we had mini me.
I'm here to see the wizard, baby.
Yeah, baby. Thank you, Randy, baby.
Did they let you do this, or were you just in a classroom alone doing this to yourself?
No, they read the script and they were like, all right, we'll let them do it. And they let me do it. Yeah. They were cool.
Wow.
It was really, really crazy.
Who do I need in this world? Just me.
Yeah, it was no bad
word. The Scarecrow.
Dude, it was so
dumb. Oh, we're not in Kansas anymore. If I only had the balls.
Don't they come in. I can tell you're out of you haven't been fucked in a long time, Dorothy.
She had a big lion.
Her womb is so polluted. We're little
a big
musky.
Fat heart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. We're off to see the wizard.
Dude, I'm telling you, Robbie, that's exactly what it was.
That rule.
By the way, Bob, Wizard of Oz.
I wish I was in this so bad.
And then I was like, I'm going to be the greatest edit comedian ever. And then here I am.
You know what, though, Mike? This bit holds up.
And you were there.
I have.
And you were there. You cocksucker, you were there. Our house is in the sky.
I'm telling you, there's a munchkin. He fucking hung himself in the back. I'm telling you, Bob. Look at the latest.
Mob Wizard of Oz in general really works.
That's just so like, funny,
I know,
dude.
We represent the lollipop guild.
Hey, we represent the lollipop guild.
I'm the fucking wizard. We want to shit down with the lion.
Dorothy, let me see your feet, bitch.
Not on.
Not on.
Hey, Tone, I think that he's a cowardly lion.
This lion's half a fan or what?
Pauly Walnuts as the lion with the gray streak.
I ain't going on no yellow brick road.
He was a made mantee. Chavito dancing in the Emerald City.
It's a joke.
I just realized. I should have said Tin Man. He was a Tin Man.
You telling me there's a man of tin? Now I've seen fucking
Christopher.
Everything. Christopher.
He was a Tin Man, Tom.
Oh, Christopher, what the fuck? Dorothy, what the fuck? Am I going to go down there and make my own goggle?
The Oompa Loompa got away.
Now I got to go down to Emerald City and fucking...
Nobody ever hears about this Oz. Well, we keep this in the family.
Sometimes. This is great. My co-host never laughs when I say
that. That's so funny.
It's yeah.
This is like having Japanese fighting fish in the same tank.
Oh, holy shit. What did you do, Brandon? Sweating. What did you do? What was the first thing you did in front of an audience?
I did stand-up in seventh grade, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you very much. It was god-awful.
I did stand-up in second grade at the talent show.
No way.
I went on stage with a greeting card with Halloween jokes on it and read them.
Oh,
and that was my first day.
Awesome. Cute. I thought you had it stapled under your balls or something.
No, that took a while.
Halloween jokes is such a foreshadowing of who you'd become.
By the way, it was not Halloween time.
That's spooky.
It was
around.
Passover. Yeah. Come over here to your Passover show.
A Jewish holiday. Spooky. My first set was at Rooster Teeth Feathers, and I crushed
Kwanzaa.
Wait, not your first set, your first entertainment. Like, what was the first time you went?
I did Grease.
Yeah.
I played. I was the only guy that cut my song because I cannot sing
at
all.
That's so funny. In second grade, I played Magoobies. And I did a whole weekend there.
Yeah.
You know, I did a Yik Yak Comedy Club when I was five.
Yeah, I did Cracker. You could see me at Crackers in second grade, August 5th through.
The Ice House. The
Ice House, yeah.
You know, I was all musicals growing up. That was my big thing.
A lot of comics started in plays, which is very funny because you can pay a comic to do a play. Now. Like, none of my friends would do a play, but they all like kind of started in theater.
I mean, if you pay me, I'll do a play.
Yeah, I'll do a play. Have you seen, I saw... To Kill a Mockingbird recently, with the one with Ed Harris.
I saw that too.
Woo!
Fire.
So good.
It's so fucking good.
It's so good. Yeah. And none of that gay singing. Yeah.
No.
No, it's a perfect play. It's pro-black and anti-woman. The ultimate, the ultimate lessons learned.
It's so sad, man. It's so sad.
That's true. That's right.
I killed a mockingbird.
You know what I love about plays is when they get like they get late 20s people to play like 9-year-olds and stuff. Yeah. I always love that. They're like, I'm gonna go play fetch.
Fetch.
Yeah. They're like,
what are they, a dog?
Slap some overalls on her. She's a girl. She's a little girl.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Right.
The last play I saw was Little Shop, and it was really, really good.
I actually love musicals.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, they're so good.
I'm actually excited for Broadway to open back.
I saw Rocky, and it was a piece of shit.
Really?
Rocky was so dumb. He was singing to his turtles in one song. You're my turtle, you're smart. I could fight people. It was so dumb. And the fucking Broadway thing was moving,
you're
and it was
my
like,
turtles.
I'll start nominated. Yeah, dude, he sings to his turtle. It's a
much
big song.
Like you, when I'm on my back, it's hard.
They made Stallone, a man with a famously beautiful voice. Yeah. We're going to make a musical out of his most famous movie.
Gravity.
It's just boxing to me.
Literally, that's one of the songs, Robbie. It's so
what,
bad.
Did they actually have like a fight in the play?
Yeah, that's the best part. So it got nominated for set design because
they actually fought.
Yeah, it got nominated for set
design. Imagine going from like singing and then them actually fighting each other. Like,
wow, man, that's interesting.
It was like slow motion fighting, but with the lights and everything, it was really, really cool. They were like, you know, stuck. If you were in the front row, they put you in the splash zone. They put you in the ring, and it moves around and all this.
Whoa,
light.
Cool.
You feel like you're a fucking, you know, one of those medieval times kind of shit. It was cool. They did a good job.
That's fun.
But the singing was horrible.
Yeah. Surprisingly good was Groundhog Day, the musical. I actually really enjoyed that.
Hey.
Trying to get coffee without.
Oh, hey, just boy. Hey, this guy's some fucking coffee here. There's a tango.
He is wine.
Exactly.
Get a fucking coffee here.
All right, what else we got? I want to know what everything on here.
All right,
is.
New York parent is suing to overturn incest laws so they can marry their adult child.
Woody Allen's at it again.
Yeah, that's a lot of incest in New York, apparently.
We're just catching up.
Yeah, that's my other favorite play, Incest in New York.
Now, should that's the next Woody Allen movie.
Yeah.
Oh, she was Jesse beautiful. Eisenberg.
Shannon, tell us about this.
So they don't reveal a lot of specifics because they kind of don't want anybody to know who the people are. but apparently it is a child. The gender is not specified that wants to marry their child. And they're saying that, you know, they're not aiming to have children or anything, but they feel like when having children is taken out of a relationship, then you can love each other on a different level. And that's kind of like they're using that to fight this law so that they can get married.
I feel like the only excuse would be so that they had rights to them when they were in the hospital. But if it's their kid, don't they have those rights anyway?
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't mention anything about that. Like, they just, like, love each other and want to get married. And
ew!
They won't propose. This parent says they won't propose until they're legally allowed to because they don't want to cause emotional damage to the child.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't want to, you know, I want to marry my kid, but I don't want to fuck him up.
Yeah.
I want to fuck him, but not up.
Wow. Okay.
No, that was good.
Nope.
I like it.
Nope.
No, I like it. Green
don't
lights.
Don't fake give Is it there to like me. A
So there's no details if it's like a dad and a daughter or a mom and a son?
Nope. No, they're very careful.
Let's all be honest. Anything. It's a dad and a daughter.
Yeah, probably. Of course.
Yeah, no way. It's a mom and son.
Mm, well, who knows?
When's the last time you fucked your mom?
You're the Italians. You tell me.
Thanks. Well, we know. Sorry.
What are you going to do? That's weird, dude. I mean, I wanted to fuck a cousin because I'm half Puerto Rican, so I'll fuck a cousin. But
would you actually fuck your cousin?
I wanted to fuck my first cousin for a long time.
Really?
When I first started like rubbing my dick when I was 9, I had a hot cousin, and I wanted, and she was.
You were
beautiful.
Thinking about her when you were jerking off?
Yeah, when I was young. Fuck yeah, my All cousin right. was beautiful. She was older.
There goes
than me.
SNL.
Yeah.
It's Saturday Night it's Rape. Saturday Night.
It's
with cousin fucker Fakes.
Chris I was rubbing my
dick. Sits me on this show saying I rubbed my cock when I was 9.
And your host Woody Allen.
Louis C.K. He did nothing wrong.
I was like, oh, yeah.
He should not be lumped in with these people.
I agree. It's just the go-to.
Of course. No, we all love Louis.
Cousins were hot, but mom, dad, aunt.
I feel like. Certain, like, when you meet, like, hood people, they'll talk about, like, cousin stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. Because you don't like see them that often, and then you see them grow.
Well, because I call everyone cuz.
What's up, cuz? Yo, cuz. Yo, let me get out of this class, cuz.
Yo, I fuck you, cuz.
Yo, cuz.
Yo, I fucked my cuz the other day.
Yo, Tonga, let me get me no coffee, cuz.
Uh-oh, I fucked my actual cuz.
Yeah.
I guess I just didn't have hot cousins. I've never...
I don't believe anyone in your family.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
No way.
I feel like you all look like white clumps.
I feel like your mom is Mimi from the Drew Carey Show.
White clumps. That's so good. Sax and the white clumps.
It's the fatties part two from the beginning of
Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder.
How great was that? Those fake trailers in Tropic Thunder.
Dude, that movie is
That movie is fucking funny.
You know what I loved
in under the wire with that movie.
You know what I loved about that movie, too? It was a one and done. No sequels, no rehashing. That's what all comedy should be.
Ben
no
Stiller,
fucking sequels.
Low key, great. Yeah.
Unless you 100%. Can do it differently. Like, if The Hangover 3 was the sequel to The Hangover, it would have been a perfect franchise.
Yeah.
But they ruined it with the sequel.
The sequel sucks.
The sequel sucked, but third one was so good.
Yeah, it was good. It was, like, kind of dramatic, the third one. Like,
But it wasn't at all like the first one. The second one, they woke up again, and they're like, oh, trying to piece the things together, and like, who gives a flying fuck?
That was back when there were, A, comedy movies at all, which don't exist anymore, and B, like, a highly anticipated comedy sequel that like
whoa,
that doesn't
you don't think
anymore.
The King of Staten Island is a comedy movie?
It's kind of a drama. It's like a dramedy.
I know
yeah, it was more drama.
But who else can relate to closing your eyes while driving? I mean, I think we've all done that, right?
Did you guys see Pete Davidson's gonna play Joey Ramone?
I saw that.
Really?
Yeah.
What? It kind of works.
Yeah. It does kind of work.
He looks like both those big juicy lips.
Who's Joey Ramone?
And they both have like
the Ramones.
Oh,
Joey Ramone.
Yeah.
So
I listen to Avenged Sevenfold. Sorry.
There's a type of music
going throughout
rock music.
Yeah. Okay, daddy.
So you know what Fat Joe does, obviously.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, it works in a weird way.
It does.
Joe Ramone is remarkably ugly.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
That
and does
Pete is
fucking.
A
you're right.
Looking
so here's
version
the thing. Here's the
he
thing.
He can't sing for shit.
I am so goddamn sick of people
character.
Living my dreams.
But is it because he's a good actor or because he's a bad boy?
Well,
so let's get the bad boy on it.
I think he's producing it.
Joey Ramone was not a bad boy.
I was like, did they think he was Rami Malek and they accidentally cast him?
I think it's like because he's kind of got like that real New York vibe to him.
He's got a skinny musician thing. I think that's why a lot of girls like him. He kind of has like the tattoos.
I'm so jealous.
Skinny, yeah.
I have pure envy for him to play that role. I mean, I could never.
No,
maybe
yeah.
I could. I don't know.
I mean, am I the only guy here that knows one Ramon song?
Oh,
let's go. That's it, right?
Hey, let's go.
That's it.
Yeah,
really. Hey, let's go.
Let's go, I guess.
No, the Ramones have a ton of good songs.
Yeah, you would know them. Gina is a punk rocker.
Every Chevrolet commercial is just them playing.
Pet Sematary.
Rock and Roll High School.
Rock and Roll High School.
You don't know Pet Sematary.
Pet Sematary is so fucking good. I got so high
one
time.
You've heard these songs.
Yeah, when you watch Ford commercials.
But you said then you know them, though.
Dun, 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 dun. It's Rolling Stones. Never mind.
No,
that's
it's
not even Rolling Stones. It's Queen.
Oh, yeah. Under Pressure. Okay, yeah.
That, you mean the, one of the best
Chevy
songs?
Commercials.
One of the best
song.
Songs ever.
I love
Under
Queen.
Pressure is one of the best
I
songs
love
ever.
Queen. I love
Figs
Queen.
Just listens to What's Love by with
Got to Do With It.
No, no, yeah, with Fat Joe, Ja Rule, and what's her name?
Baby, I'm tired of being alone.
Go ahead, put it on me. Yeah, that song.
Bum, 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 bum.
That's a good song.
I like a lot
that's
of
that's a good
love.
Song, though, actually.
I like a lot of rock.
Turn my motherfucking mic on.
Oh, yeah.
You know that song?
Yeah.
Are we all Eminem fans? I feel like that's probably the case.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm a big...
Yeah, everybody loved Eminem.
Of course.
Can't do it.
Obviously.
Can't
yeah,
do
that
it?
Guy's been my personality forever.
Yeah.
So, what do you mean you can't do it?
I'm not a fan.
That's fucking crazy.
Old
dude.
Eminem.
Why?
Old Eminem was
it,
sick.
It,
all
I,
of it's good.
I like all of it.
All of
I
it's
like
good.
It.
New Eminem is like, the flag fell down and I picked the flag up and Trump.
Yeah, but you're
Trump.
Looking at that like it's not fucking hard to do,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah. Also, he's kind of, no, I admit, what he does, he's very
still
good
totally
at it.
Inappropriate just, with an opiate, groping it, like holding like a
that's
trophy.
That's amazing.
He's also dropped the, he stopped doing that. He's just kind of a smooth
no, but
flow
he,
again.
But he really
like.
Didn't. Stop doing that. It's all fucking gay. Some songs are like that. Some songs aren't. The man is the motherfucking GOAT.
I actually, now, what was it? Revival sucked. But other than that, I think all of his records are good.
Dude, anytime I'm feeling very shitty about myself, which is all the time, I throw Recovery on and I'm like, yeah, get the fuck
yeah,
back
yeah.
up. Let's
I'm
get the fuck
back up. I'm not afraid.
It's great.
That song fucking rules.
Yeah.
I will stand by that song.
Yeah,
I just find
like
it all very formulaic.
When you're feeling afraid, you put that on.
Every album, the first single is about how he's back again.
He does
have a smash. I'm back again.
I got my mom.
Every album is like a comeback album. He's always like,
yeah. I was gone.
Everyone hated my last record, but I'm back.
He's obviously the man. But
yeah, he's very good.
I'm surprised
just,
that you don't like old Marshall. He's like, I fucking stab you and kill you and fucking twin.
But I do pop pills. I keep my tube socks filled. Pop the same shit that got Tupac killed. Spit game to these hoes like a soap opera episode and punch a bitch in the nose till the whole face explodes.
Yeah.
There's three things I hate. Girls, women, and bitches. I'm that vicious to walk up and drop kick midgets.
Yeah. Black Lives
That's
Matter.
That's fucking good.
Black Lives Matter.
I wish I wrote that.
Black Lives Matter, Brendan.
Hack Lives Matter. Hack Lives Matter.
Well, that's the name of the episode.
Oh, that's great.
What are you going to do? Let's do it.
There we go.
Sorry.
I like, I think I like rap where there's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So, like, I like D12 better than Eminem.
D12. I actually got I like, in. Like, I'm the one guy who got into Eminem through D12.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Embarrassing.
That was the first,
dude,
like.
I remember just being this fucking, like, walking, like fifth grade, just being this nothing of a nobody, and then Eminem came on, and I was like, this is me forever.
Yeah.
I am this guy forever.
He saved a lot of school shootings, I'll bet, Eminem.
He also created a lot of school shootings.
You know, you win some, you lose some.
Hey, mm-hmm.
It's not called Criminal. You know, he's just literally killing people.
I'm going to start a fucking Eminem podcast, I think.
Yeah.
I'm sweating talking
about
this guy.
Can I be on it? I love Eminem.
Yeah.
I'm wearing an Eminem shirt
Gas
right now.
Gas Digital, Eminem podcast, maybe? Let's talk to Lewis.
It gets negative downloads.
Well, the first...
Sagalo and Robbie talking Eminem.
First episode's Eminem. Second is Skittles, Reese's Pieces,
Mars Bars,
Baby Ruth,
Charleston Chules.
All right,
let's look at some hot dudes.
Chules.
Twitter is loving the super short shorts trend on men.
Oh, God.
How short are we talking?
This just shows that what Twitter likes is the opposite of what regular people like.
Twitter is celebrating Ian Fidance.
Finally, I'm trending. Guys.
So is this like a celebrity thing, or is this dudes just walking around with their balls out?
It seems like it's a celebrity thing.
Is this just guys going on a run? They're like, this is amazing.
Put on a dress already, Harry Styles. I don't give a fuck.
Why is that? Like, who cares? He wore short shorts. Who gives a fuck?
Like,
it's a trend. It's starting to trend where a lot of celebrities are wearing these little bitty shorts.
Anybody hot or just that one dude?
I don't know how to say his last name.
Milo
Yiannopoulos? It's the guy from This Is Us. He's not a bad-looking guy.
He's pretty all right.
All right. Hold on one sec. I'll get more.
What is that shirt?
I thought
is
it was Slipknot, but it's not.
So if comedians can't wear shorts on stage... Can they wear short shorts on stage?
Yeah, because that is funny, actually.
Dude, imagine a bunch of guys just wearing, like, long shirts where they're still wearing, like, the short shorts, but you can't see them.
That's a great goofy getup.
You just put on rompers.
Bunch of dudes looking like they're going to the fridge in the middle of the night.
So I wear a lot, like, I have them on now, like, the plaid, like, pants. And for some reason, black people always think I'm in my pajamas.
And they'll hey, man, just you got yell, a Batman fuck.
Yell, yell be like, that's yo, this man in his pajamas. And I'm like, sir, you're wearing a t-shirt that goes past your knees. That's a house dress. You're in your pajamas.
Yeah. Hey, Calvin Klein, motherfucker.
Bunch of dudes in nightgowns being like, you're wearing pajama pants, man.
This motherfucker out in pajama pants.
This is satin, motherfucker.
I'm gonna start wearing short shorts. I'm gonna bring it to the fatty.
I can't even wear shorts during the summer, dude.
I wear shorts in summer. No, I can't. Good luck. You gotta get the right shorts.
I know you gotta get the right shorts, but I'm like, I'd rather just wear like Adidas sweatpants and just.
Oh, it's 80 degrees though.
I know.
Jesus.
I know.
No, man, I want my Kevin Smith on.
Yeah, if you're jacked, you can do it. Fucking
yeah.
Connor
if you're a hot,
yeah, if you're hot, you can wear anything. Yeah,
breaking
yeah.
news: hot guys pull off garments.
Yeah. Literally, it's all it is.
I don't even have like
Harmy Hammer. Can I eat you after
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I know, right? I heard about him.
Yeah.
What was that, Harry Styles?
Yeah, these are all just hot dudes showing off their hot pods.
Yeah.
Yeah, now go to a picture of fucking Kevin Smith or...
Yeah. Dude, Kevin Smith in the jean shorts with the fucking wiper. That's the greatest picture of all time.
He should start wearing like Daisy Dukes. And he should keep the jean shorts, but just they're cut with the pockets hanging out.
Kevin Smith just scantily clad in Captain Marvel crying.
That'll never get old, right? Kevin Smith crying because of a comic book movie?
Because he keeps fucking doing it, and the movies keep getting worse.
Why was
worse.
He crying?
Wait, what?
Every time he sees a comic book movie, he goes home, he takes a selfie of himself crying. So he's always like, I just saw Black Widow, and it brought me to tears. And he always takes a fucking selfie of himself, like, in tears. It's like, it's psychotic. It is true. Someone put him in jail. Look, I swear to God, he is a fucking... He's on the streets.
I actually want to talk about him for a second.
Yeah,
so,
yeah please.
I really... Okay, Jane Silent Bob Reboot was complete fan service. Wasn't that great? Ben Affleck saved it with his monologue.
I love Ben Affleck so much.
Fucking murdered his part.
I love Ben Affleck.
He's always good.
He's so good.
Bang J-Lo.
Consistently awesome, dude.
He's the best part of Dogma, actually, I think, too.
He's best part of fucking everything he's in.
Everything he's in. Best Batman.
Did you see that they put up the new Kevin Smith movie as
an NFT?
As an NFT.
I did see that,
Wait, what'd they do?
They put up... So he has a movie coming out called Kilroy Was Here. Mm-hmm. That's like an anthology horror movie. And he put it up as an NFT.
Who did this? Kevin Smith?
Kevin Smith. So whoever buys it, buys the distribution rights in perpetuity.
That's crazy.
What?
So they can decide if they buy it to watch it themselves and never distribute it.
Shkreli.
Exactly.
Damn, dude.
Or they can choose to distribute it.
I didn't know that that was the case. I thought NFT was just nothing.
No, they own the
nothing
movie.
Fucking...
Thing.
Nothing fucking thing.
Yeah. 2 miles.
Not a fucking
that's
thing.
The show, everybody.
Not
but
a
I
fucking
mean,
thing. Gotta mean nobody wants it, right?
I mean, dude, I mean, fucking...
The fact that they're not like a Shudder or a Netflix or even like a Prime.
Yeah. I'll bet Shudder will pick it up. But
I feel like they would have. They wouldn't have put it on sale as an NFT.
There's no way, though, because, I mean, that guy's got enough... He's famous
There's
enough
no
and he's
way.
Got enough. Someone would pick it up.
There's no way Shudder doesn't want that.
Yeah,
he's
Shudder
get...
would at least be like, he has a huge following, so we're going to at least whatever.
Yeah, if I know, I mean, because Shudder will pick up. I mean, horror is like entry level nobodies make movies that get big distribution. So it's like, if Kevin Smith can't fucking sell a horror movie, that doesn't make any sense.
Maybe
well, here's
he's
what I'm thinking.
Experimenting with
I don't
something.
Think his movies have premieres anymore. Like, he tours with them. So the people that go see his movies that, like, recoup that budget, it's because they want to see his live show, too.
Yeah.
And if he can't tour because of COVID,
right.
What does he do live?
He does the movie, and then he does, like, an hour-long Q&A after it.
Yeah.
And instead of the movie coming out everywhere, he tours with it.
That just sounds miserable.
But that's why Jane Silent Bob Reboot had, like, the highest per-screen gross of any movie in, like, 2019 or 2020.
Why?
Because
it was, like, a $60 ticket.
Yeah, per seat average, then made, yeah, it was, like, $60 ticket. So,
wow,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Because you're paying for the movie and, like, a Q&A with him, and I think there's, like, a meet-and-greet tier.
Yeah.
I just don't understand even giving a shit what Kevin Smith has to say. I like the movie.
I loved him
like,
when I was a kid, so I'll always be interested in him. And he weirdly is really good at getting attention. Oh my God. Did you guys see that? I think the worst post he's done lately is he was hiking. He took a selfie of himself hiking with a mask on. And he's like, walking alone, hiking with double masks. It's like, first of all, not even Fauci says you have to do that. You are being retarded. And yeah. then he walks by someone and no, he posted, I walked by someone and they said, take off the mask. And I replied, Batman wears a mask.
Batman doesn't wear, he wears a mask, but he doesn't wear it over his face.
Hey, guy, Batman's not real. Yeah. Hey, guy, it's a make-believe-year-old.
Then I replied, Batman wears a mask. He called me a fat.
There it is.
Hiked Runyon for the first time in a month. A maskless passerby told me two masks is overkill. I replied, Batman wears a mask.
Dude, I wish that was part of it, Brendan. I wish he goes.
Maskless guy looked at me like I was an idiot. In moments like this, instead of arguing, I like to counter unsolicited opinion with unsolicited.
Here's an unsolicited fact for you, Kevin. Kill yourself. You don't have to wear two masks when you're alone hiking. You don't even have to wear one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I hate him so much. I love him, but I hate him.
Uh-oh. You know how dumb Steam's Batman would look with two masks?
That's so funny. Yeah. And what if that was the thing that guy said, you know how stupid Batman would look with two masks? And then Kevin's like, oh, yeah, I guess so.
He just takes a selfie also, crying.
Yeah. Batman famously doesn't wear it over his face or his mouth. He wears it over his eyes.
I said that already.
Oh, sorry.
I throw the coffee
on the Loud Boys. We did like a 2-hour like Kevin Smith episode where we went through all of his we all are huge fans that hate every single one of his movies.
Yeah, it's so strange, man. It's like yeah, his movies are bad, but you're like, I like them kind
of
thing.
Some of them are actually, some of them hold up. I still like Dogma, and actually Clerks 2 surprised me.
Clerks 2 is good too.
Legitimately moved me when I rewatched it.
Yeah.
Mallrats, I just rewatched, and it's very fun.
Mallrats is funny. Our guest Andrew Durso at the bet, he said Mallrats has the best like 2 p.m. on Comedy Central energy.
Really great. Yeah. I think those movies got bad when Jason Mewes became old. When you're like, Jesus, because now it's like sad. Like when he was like a kid, you're like, oh, this guy's like a kid drug dealer, and it's cool, and he's got long hair and everything. The hair's not real now. In the movies, he wears like a wig. Yeah. The hair's not real.
Well, both of them, I think they have their hair sewn into their hats.
Yeah.
That's when it gets bad.
Is his
when
voice
it's like,
fucked
ugh.
Up too, right? He sounds like Steve-O now.
My least favorite Kevin Smith moment, I think. Actually, you know, I mean, of his good, better movies, the worst
when
part
he had a heart
is
attack.
When... Yeah, no, that was my favorite part. But when Jane Irwin fucking Silent Bob, he hasn't said anything the whole movie, and chasing Amy, and he goes, "You're chasing Amy." It's like, oh, Jesus,
that sucks. That sucks. You fucking nerd. Nerd.
Yeah, I think the line is Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back when it became self-aware.
Yeah, it got too Austin Powersy and Jay and Silent Bob. I think.
I thought Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back was his last good movie.
If you rewatch it, the best part is Will Ferrell. His bits are because he's like just the funniest.
Yeah, he's
guy
so
ever.
Fucking funny.
No, I would argue that I really like Tusk and I liked Red State.
I like Tusk right up until he turns into the walrus. And
yeah,
then I
that's
think
so
it goes
weird.
Off the rails. Up until that, I was like, oh, he's actually doing a good job building Dredd a little bit. Like, You know, that's an A24 movie? How crazy is that?
Figs has completely checked out.
Guys, I just want to let you know my vagina's very dry right now. I lost all moisture from my vagina.
Sorry, we're talking about punk rock and comedy movies. Figs has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, poor Figs.
Sorry, we're not leaning
what
back.
Do you want
to... I love going with this narrative that Figs is just super into
fat joke. Shit. You know how much weight Fat Joe lost? We need to make some respect to Fat Joey just, Crack. Joey just, Crack.
Not just Fat Joe's songs, his message. Like, I love leaning back.
Listen, man, if you N-words don't dance, you just lean in your pants and you do the Rockaway, okay?
Why is no one here doing the Rockaway?
Sorry, we'll talk about the Def Jam fighting game soon.
Dead in the middle of Little Italy. Little did you know.
I was just about to do that. That's so crazy. But I was going to finish it, you fucking loser.
There's an Eminem remix of that song where Eminem is clearly on pills.
Oh, what, the lean back one?
Yeah.
That like... fucking song, Twins? Woo!
It's fire, but they both have like diabetic breath if you listen to it.
Yeah.
That'll
be a cold day.
You want hello?
That'll be a cold day. What do you think of the rumor that Eminem is bisexual?
I believe it.
I believe it, too.
I believe it.
I also think Kanye is bisexual. That's a big rumor.
Well, like, yeah, for sure Kanye is everything. I mean, I'm sure he's like poly, whatever, but I believe, as someone who has looked at Eminem's career under a microscope for, I would say, 20 years, I could see a little bit of like, oh, this dude's kind of gay. There's something about him
He
gay.
Dressed up as women in a lot of his songs.
Well, I don't think that has anything to do with it. I just think he's got like this, like the anger is like, it's like, I think it's a little deep-seated.
People,
He doesn't even hate gay people. I just think he's like, he's got like, It's a guy who's like angry at a chair, and you're just like, "What is this? What's
just
this really
sit
about?
On the chair.
What's this really about?"
Yeah.
But then again, his dad also.
I don't
left
think this side of the table can talk about being mad at chairs.
Zach's greatest enemy,
my nemesis. Seating.
Riddle me this, Amico. Why can't you sit on me?
So there's a thing called the long and short of it. Have you guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
And it's a website where groupies would chronicle their sexual experience with rock stars. And it's a searchable database of every band you've ever heard of. And some chick will be like, yeah, he's about 7 inches.
Is it legitimate, though?
Yeah, you never know, I guess.
I guess you don't know for sure. But there are like groupie chicks that like write books.
Wow.
And they like, there was a chick that did molds of rock star dicks. She just has every like 70s rock star's dick in a mold in her house.
Oh, damn.
Shannon, can you look that up?
It also just doesn't feel right when he is with a woman. You know what I mean? Like, when you watch 8 Mile and he's making out with Brittany Murphy, you're like, this is weird. This feels weird.
It's
even
like,
his real-life wife,
things,
you're
it's
like...
It's like, you've been famous for 20 years, and you've never had a
that's
girl with you
say,
at an award show.
I feel like I've never seen
well, there's
with
three things he hates. Girls, women, and bitches.
Yeah. You know what he loves?
Cock!
Shannon, did you find what I'm talking about?
We found one that's like all like musicians.
The molds of the dicks or
oh no, just the recounting of fucking them.
But let's it does make his whole life easier.
Yeah, that's the long and short of it.
No, I couldn't find like
M&M's on it and what?
This is a podcast. I'm trying to find
it. Well, there's a list.
Even more tragic because
I think it's on Metal Sludge.
That's the one we have, yeah.
He grew up in a time where if you were gay in Detroit, they would kill you. Yeah, and you have a love for rap.
Here's
M&M,
let's read it. Shannon, read it to us.
Cool.
Okay, not a rock star, but I've gotten quite a few girls asking me for info on him, so I guess I'll give in. Marshall is average length, maybe 6 or 6.5 inches
average,
thick.
That's pretty big.
Pretty good.
And thick?
But pretty
loves
thick.
Loves to give oral.
Loves to give oral and likes most guys.
And like most guys.
Oh, sorry. And like most guys, I like it even more in return. Very paranoid, something coming after him and is known to be a bitch.
Cool.
Wait, Godsmack?
The Girl Gossip Network is out of control.
Wait, can we just...
What does that even mean?
Can we pick a band and find out
I bet Green Day is...
Oh, yeah, let's find... Billy Joe Armstrong.
No, Billy Joe has
a small
penis,
yeah,
for sure.
That's why I love him.
Yeah, he's got small penis.
I mean, if we're going to bet on a band having a huge cock, it's System of a Down.
Oh, no.
Yeah, those guys are...
Armenians do not have big cocks.
Really?
Really?
I feel like he's got
them off.
John DeMine. Yeah, hold on.
But that
DeMine, System
massive
of a Down.
Cock, it says.
Where'd it go?
Middle Easterners in general are very small.
Serge Tankian, total sweetie despite looking like a freak, nice cock and gentle in bed. Makes you feel like he's actually making love to you, though not too much concern for whether or not you come. Condom user... And good for a few times one session. Can we go back to John DeMine?
I can't wait till I'm on this list. Yeah. Brendan Sagalow comes very fast and then makes weird conversation after.
Kept reciting Eminem lyrics.
Yeah.
I can't wait to have sex.
Wore his chain.
John DeMine, massive cock.
Oh, I'm wrong.
Nice.
I'm
great in bed, but selfish. Loves to receive oral if you can get all of it in your mouth.
Nice.
But hesitant to reciprocate unless he knows you. Very dominant. But will not look at you while he is fucking you. Likes when you play with his balls. If you are a groupie and act like one, he will treat you with zero respect.
Hold on.
Girls like big dicks, right?
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude. John DeMine, System of a Down.
Can we look up the guy who sang that on this?
I don't know the name of that person.
Is that a real... was that song made for the show?
Yeah, that was for us.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought.
Shannon, you've interviewed so many rock stars on SDR. Mm. Who do you want to know about?
Fat Mike?
No. Right here, dude.
I feel like you can see his dick everywhere.
Oh, I want to know.
Dyes his
pubes. I would like to know Green Day, actually.
Yeah, but it's great. Yeah. No Green Day on there?
No. Maybe Tommy Vaxxed. He's so hot.
What band is he from?
Bad Wolves.
Oh, that might be too current.
No,
how about Mick
not,
Jagger?
Bad Balls, more like it.
Is Mick Jagger on it?
Hold on.
Mick Jagger, you have to clean his diaper, but huge cock.
You're old, bitch.
Loves being called an old
Once
bitch.
Once you get past
Sebastian
it, depends.
Oh, Sebastian Bach, here we go. Baca delivered the good, as most skinny tall guys can.
All right,
fuck you, lady.
Hold the phone.
Go suck a fucking rock star dick. He has been seen with a variety of groupies out on the road, and reports are that he doesn't shower much. He does have an above-average cock and can be a lot of fun, but his ego is totally out of line and out of control, is known to be a very big asshole, so be careful. All right. Oh, Phil Anselmo, Pantera. Well, after a short glimpse of the Monster Power Tool in their debut home video, it's no wonder that Rob Halford is such a big Pantera fan. Reports are Phil is a bit over 10 inches.
Jesus.
There are also rumors that Phil can swing both ways.
There you go.
At least orally.
What about Danzig?
Danzig is not. Do we have a Danzig?
This website really gives off old website energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Newgrounds.
This is a Firefox.
Yeah. I miss that. Yeah. I miss old website design.
Hell yeah.
You know, Space Jam website still up?
Like they revamped it.
Oh, really? Fuck.
Do we have Marilyn Manson? Rapist.
He will rape you. But yeah. Nice cock, though.
Nice cock. Rape dungeon, for sure.
Marilyn Manson, the god of fuck, has nothing to be bragging about.
Wow.
Our source said he was a very lame lay, had an average cock, and lasted all of 2 seconds.
He's got a bad attitude. That's so funny. From my film, he's a real
ass dude. There are some nude photos of him and Twiggy and the gay porno mag Honcho, so I'm sure somebody on the internet has photos if you really need to see his mechanical animal also fooled around with Jenna Jameson.
Nice.
All right.
Why did you say Marilyn Manson slash Marilyn Manson?
I don't know about you guys. I'm done with this website.
Yeah, all these musicians have big cocks. I'm mad now.
I'm never done with this.
Yeah, I was just about to say
small dick, small dick, small dick, small dick, selfish, 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 selfish.
Well, first of all, if they... Oh, hold on, Kid Rock. Kid Rock, go down.
Kid Rock's got a piece.
He has a great 7 inches.
Kid Rock.
He has a good 7 inches and on the thick side and is a real sweet guy. Seems kind of shy at first and is a bit of a drinker. But once you're in the room with him, he will go down on you and he is pretty open for anything else. He prefers African-American women on tour.
Creamy?
Either black or creamy collected. Halle Berry.
There's a story about Kid Rock and Eminem because they both, you know, came up in Detroit. And when Kid Rock was... like, you know, blowing up, Eminem showed up at the hip-hop shop and was, like, heckling him. Mm-hmm. And Kid Rock took him in, like, the front and was like, hey, man, like, you're going to get your time. What are you doing? And he's like, oh, yeah, what am I doing?
Trent Reznor's into bondage? Now I've heard everything.
Now, Trent Reznor, on a scale of 1 to 10, Trent is an 8, average-sized dick, but a good fuck. He'll fuck you like an animal. He loves dildos,
He'll
candles,
fuck you like an animal.
That's a song.
Blindfold.
Yeah. So they all are good at fucking. I'm mad now.
Except Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Axl Rose. Yeah. Pepper Tantrum Boy has only an average cock, but above average size balls.
Yeah!
We heard that one of his famous models take a dump in a kitty litter box. I don't know about you, but my pussy ain't going anywhere near a litter box. All right, this was fun.
Yeah, I'm kind of over
this
website.
I feel so inadequate.
So just basically everybody can fuck except Marilyn Manson.
That's hilarious.
And, well, now we know why you had to take it.
Yeah.
They should. The thing is, if that list was for comedians, it would be a Google Doc.
Yeah.
Any girl with vengeance can edit.
Yeah.
The beautiful penis.
Danny.
All right, let's do one more story and then get out of here. Teacher killed in old Western style shootout, robbing the cartel.
What?
Also said the N-word.
There will be a movie and or television show about this.
So this is like straight up Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Joey, nice. This is your story, right?
Yeah, I'm just pulling it up 1 second.
Fantastic.
What happened to so a teacher robbed the cartel, right?
We're going to find out.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Why? Yeah, I want to see.
I'm trying to, you know, fill in the dead air here.
No. So
Wild West is
like full up the real Mexican cartel.
Let me see. I believe. It was in North Carolina.
There's
a high school teacher
North Carolina Mexican
was
cartel.
Killed.
Yeah, he was a basketball coach, Spanish teacher, and also moonlighting as a stash house raider.
Whoa, moonlighting! I love that.
A high school
also
teacher
moonlighting as a drug dealer.
Yeah,
in an.
As a hobby.
Go back up. A high school teacher was killed in an old Western shootout while trying to rob a drug cartel stash house, according to police in North Carolina.
That's so cool.
Joey, I have to cough. Keep reading.
On Tuesday, April 8th, Alamance County Sheriff's Office responded to multiple 911 calls reporting gunfire. Arriving at a trailer park in Green Level, they found two men suffering gunshot wounds.
Jesse. And he was pronounced dead at the scene.
Jesse. Drive.
Drive. Investigators said the two victims were members of separate criminal organizations. He died in a shootout, but it soon emerged that Harris had another career too, a high school teacher. Scroll down.
I mean, even his name is fucking cool. Barney Dale Harris. That's a cool fucking name. That's like a lead in a movie's name.
A GoFundMe has even been set up to help the wife and three children he left behind, which is pulling in $23,005. They could have just put $23,000.
We got to be accurate.
According to Sheriff Terry Johnson, Harris and his brother-in-law Steve Alexander Stewart Jr. had been tracking Mexican drug cartel members, trying to map out their stash houses, and settled on one to rob of its stockpile of cash and drugs. Guys, what we're learning here is we need to pay teachers more.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, how cool...
A modern-day Robin Hood, some
would say.
If
you found out your fucking basketball coach was robbing cartel stash houses...
It'd be sick, dude.
You go to his house. You immediately go to his house that night, and you fucking look around for money.
Oh, this can't be his first try, right? There's got to be money hidden in the house.
Maybe he just snapped and just did a really good job.
Yeah, there's money in the basement, and then Skylar's like, I gave it all to Ted.
Ted, what's going on with the cartel?
I hate you. Fuck, that show is so good.
So my biggest pet peeve with Breaking Bad is that we never met Lewis.
Gomez?
Fucking Wobbles' friend. Was constantly in the driveway.
Oh, and never,
Mom, I gotta go. Lewis is outside. I can't eat breakfast with you.
The last episode should have been like, Lewis is a kingpin or something.
But we never met Lewis. Fucking how many seasons of this poor asshole was sitting in the driveway while fucking Metal Legs fucking was mean to his hero goddamn father.
Yeah.
It would be great if the show that kid dies. Like somehow Walter...
I kept expecting him to die the whole show.
Yeah, me too. I was like, kill him. You kill him. No, not the cripple kid. That dude Lewis, his friend. Walter made Lewis die, it would be great.
Yeah, my one problem is I feel like the final boss was like out of nowhere, right?
The white supremacist
guys. Just like, I don't like that they introduced the final battle in the last.
I mean, it was amazing,
flawless.
Yeah,
I think it's a flawless show.
Yeah, I agree.
Sopranos is a flawless show.
Never watched.
Just kidding. I would agree too.
But it's the best show. There's a lot of flaws in Sopranos.
I would say Sopranos and Breaking Bad are both flawless.
Breaking Bad's tighter. Sopranos had like a lot of weird.
Breaking Bad is very tighter. Oh, here's a flaw.
But I love the characters.
What the fuck happened to that dude in the forest? That Russian?
Oh, the Russian?
Yeah.
I gotta watch.
So, you know, there's actually... So, the guy who wrote the episode, Terrence Winter, he actually came up with a plot for that guy, and they almost did it, but then he said, the fans are gonna love this. And David Chase was like, nope, we're cutting it.
Wow.
Yeah. He didn't want to do, like, anything resembling fan service.
Wow, so I guess David is autistic or something?
He's artistic.
He's artistic.
Artistic.
Cool, me too.
Yeah.
Do you like Better Call Saul?
Yeah.
I like it better than Breaking Bad.
I agree. I think Bob Odenkirk.
I do not like it better than Breaking Bad.
Me neither, but
I will say this. I do like it, though.
Yeah. You guys see Nobody, the fucking John Wick Bob Odenkirk?
No, I want to see it. But
it rocks.
Really?
It's way better than you think it's going to be.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
It knows it's dumb. But it leans in. It's just Bob Odenkirk, John Wick.
Did you see the Keanu Reeves movie where he gets raped by the two girls?
No, he sucked my dick.
Whoa!
Oh, I'm getting raped.
Knock knock, right?
Knock knock.
Keanu Reeves is such a nice
guy.
Take
the roofie pill.
Keanu Reeves is such a nice guy that when you see him in a movie that's kind of weird or lame, you're like, oh, he's doing it as a favor.
Yeah, right.
Like you still like him. You're like, oh, this is nice.
You
of him
root
to
for
do.
Keanu and everything he's in. I actually even kind of like the new Bill and Ted. It was
me too. I liked it.
It's an airplane movie. It's a movie I watch on an airplane.
I watched
it.
Yeah, I watched it at my dad's house.
Nice.
Perfect.
My dad.
Dad lives on an airplane?
Yeah,
I was just about to say that. Wow.
My dad is Sully Sullenberger.
Have you seen people just realizing that The Matrix might be about being trans?
Oh, is it?
Guy.
Fuck.
Made trans?
Well, both Wachowski brothers are Wachowski sisters.
Yeah,
I knew
that.
Serious?
That's weird. That's weird that they're both trans.
And I think one is a pay pig.
Really?
What does that mean?
They lost all their money with dominatrix. Like their fetish is to give women money, and I think they lost all their matrix money.
Oh, being
on
paid
on hookers and dominatrixes.
I'm so glad that is the worst fetish ever to have.
What to give money?
There was actually just a New York Times article about a findom, and I was reading. I was like, I am so glad I'm not one of these fucking guys, dude. Because you just fucking, you're fed it. You only get off if you pay thousands of dollars or whatever. You know,
that's kind of crazy.
Damn, Jesus Christ. I wish someone had a fetish of paying fat guys money. That'd be awesome.
Do they do. It's called comedy. It's called old fat women.
So there's one character in the first Matrix who was supposed to be a man in the real world, and then when you go into the Matrix, they're a woman.
Oh.
And they changed it to like one androgynous person because of the studio, but it was supposed to be a metaphor for transitioning.
Oh, interesting. Were those two white Jamaican dudes that were able to phase through walls?
No, somebody, I can't remember. reading about it.
I want to see Joey Pants be like, I want to be a woman with big tits, you know, and they like put him back in the Matrix.
Yeah.
I'll do it if you, I want to be a woman with big tits. Big I want to be tits. A whore.
Yeah.
the red pill's testosterone.
Take, I don't know which one I want.
Take the hormones.
Yeah. All right, you want to do one more, or you guys want to get out of here?
I'm cool with one more.
Yeah, fuck it.
Let's do shots. This seems fun.
Yeah.
Maskless woman in drugstore spits on and spews anti-Muslim slurs at family.
Real ass bitch of the week.
Real
ass bitch.
Sounds like a real ass bitch. Me,
show them them titties.
Tell us about it, Shannon.
I can show you the video first if you'd like.
That's what's up, nigga.
Hey. Oh, it's the same woman who said the N-word.
Gladys Simon.
Pause it. If you just saw that lady, you're like, she's going to say a racial slur.
Absolutely, dude.
She's a NASCAR tattoo and a neck brace away from a fucking full Walmart bingo card.
Yeah.
All right, let's say it.
If she could use the internet, she'd be QAnon.
Muslims.
Oh, my God.
Muslims.
She said it right, though.
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Here we go. Here we go.
I'm tapping you. I'm tapping you.
Kiss my. Yeah. You really are just fucking monkeys. It's just
Whoa!
Take it easy, Kumia.
Take it easy.
I mean, what
you gotta be more progressive.
Hey, Tone, I don't like those slurs in here.
Is there a less appropriate place to be anti-Islam than a convenience store?
That's
or a pharmacy?
Why she did it, though, right? She was probably trying to hurt the fucking. She got mad at the convenience
but it's,
store.
It's like being a KKK member on a bus. Like that's their territory.
Yeah,
you're gonna get fucked up.
I know. Yeah. I seriously. I mean, like that. No, that's fucking. I,
let's
well,
finish, what did she say? Let's see what this angel has to say.
You look like a woman.
Oh, fuck.
What did she say?
I'm at Walgreens.
Trying to pick up my prescriptions.
They're Muslims. They're here in our country.
There's a bunch of sane
beeps. God, dude.
You deserve to get punched in the face for this.
Yeah, I fucking hate this bitch.
Listen,
I thought Lewis's mom was dead.
She was already on thin ice being a woman, but now?
Yeah.
She kind of looks like Khaleesi to me.
I'm telling you right now, move back.
No,
step back, man.
You threaten me. You threaten me. This. She's filming me. She's filming me.
She's scared.
Yeah.
She's terrified.
She's so scared.
He says he's going to throw me on the ground.
On the ground.
It's so funny because
a racist snitch is the worst.
Yeah. This is what, like, people think. People think this is like the Gas Digital audience.
Yes, yes.
And it's like, no. This is nothing like the people that listen to.
It's at best 30%.
Yeah.
It's the compound media.
Yeah, she goes home. Yeah. That's why, like, people like that give.
No, she watches Everyone Loves Raymond when she gets home. Like, that's her shit.
That's, I mean,
she's
you
not
know.
Listening to podcasts.
Everybody loves Raymond and everybody hates Muslims.
Yeah.
Muslims.
Raymond, I met a towel head today.
Descend, beep.
I know.
Descend, my twins.
Too much white sauce. Easy on the white sauce.
Oh, I can't do Raymond. I just sound like Kermit the Frog.
Andrew Yang.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock and the Wu-Tang Clan.
Did you see he's in trouble because some
in the Gothamist?
Yeah, Yang's in trouble because he's outside.
He got booed at a. Fucking fundraiser or something.
Dude, how does the world feel about this guy? I have no idea.
He's leading in the polls here, but before he introduced Dave Chappelle at the stand, he was just hanging out, and some open micer was just like, hey, Andrew Yang, do you choke bitches? And he was like, I don't know if I would ever do that, but okay. And so they were like, Andrew Yang laughs along with assault or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like,
it's fucking crazy.
It's crazy.
Can we watch that?
Yeah, let's watch it.
Can we watch that?
I want to see that really bad.
It's in the,
Ladies and gentlemen, D.L. Hughley.
I saw
it. What's up, motherfuckers? Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
earthquake.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Bruce, Bruce.
I don't think I'm alone by saying it's about goddamn time.
Coming to you on BET, it's the 10th anniversary.
Okay, I can only do one black comic, so you're going to need to set me up on this one. Can you please introduce...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We all heard that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lavelle Crawford.
Yeah, no, no. No, you go on, you mean Andrew Yang.
Yang Gang, 2022.
With chitlins.
Hamburger. Oh, no.
I saw this comic, Bruce, too, Bruce. By the way, like walking down the street. Someone was filming him. Like,
I've seen him at Mike's, yeah.
Is he funny?
I haven't seen him go out.
Can a man keep his Tim's on?
Yeah, yeah. Why, he fucking bitch. He's gonna man keep his Tim's on.
Oh my, I mean, I really.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
I think it's purely up to your partner, right? I mean,
yeah, it's a perfect thing.
That's what I'm saying.
I love Andrew Yang.
Yeah. He's so busy. He's so
oh, no.
Hey, I'm opening up for Barry Riz at the Grizzly Pan 2 hours.
Andrew Yang, I see him just being a victim of foolishness.
If anything that makes him like more relatable and cool.
He was, and he went cut like, oh,
yeah, he
Jesus
went like,
Christ,
oh, yeah. No way. Kid is going ham.
But he didn't freak out. He wasn't a fucking loser about it.
What's he supposed to do? Like run away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's already too much black Asian hate right now, so you know, just
start fighting him.
The Gothamist would like.
Can you follow this guy around the store?
Well, you know, I don't condone that. And then he calls him the N-word. That's what the Gothamist wants.
Yeah.
Fucking losers.
All right, let's end it on that. This is a fun one. This is the Real Ass Podcast. I want to thank my guests, Robbie Goodwin, Mike Figgs, Brendan Sackler.
Yo,
please
check
them out anywhere you can. Remember, Patreon for both these guys. What's the scenario? The Loud Boys. Let's get these motherfuckers paid.
Yeah, baby.
And come see them on the road. Comedy's back, baby, and we love you very much. This is Zach Amico signing off. Lewis, I love you. I hope you have good gigs this weekend, buddy. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
That's all, folks.